Have you ever achieved something you desperately wanted, only to feel strangely empty afterward? That disconnection is exactly what Danielle Laporte addresses in The Desire Map. Her revolutionary insight turns traditional goal setting on its head. Instead of chasing external achievements, hoping they'll make us feel good, what if we first identified how we want to feel and then created goals aligned with those desired feelings? This perspective shift has transformed countless lives because it addresses a fundamental truth we often miss. Everything we do is ultimately driven by the desire to feel a certain way. Our society constantly pushes us to suppress our feelings. Don't take it personally. Keep your emotions in check, disconnecting us from our internal guidance system. Yet feelings aren't just fleeting reactions. They're powerful navigational tools. When we reconnect with how we truly want to feel, we liberate ourselves from proving our worth through external achievements and discover that what we thought we needed, six-figure incomes, prestigious titles, perfect relationships, might not be necessary to experience the feelings we're actually seeking. It began on a quiet New Year's Eve when Laporte was creating traditional goal lists on poster boards. As she wrote down typical aspirations, something felt hollow. Almost instinctively, she began scrawling feeling words across each section: freedom, abundance, sexy, connected, creative. In that moment, everything shifted. The planning suddenly felt meaningful. This simple shift evolved into a process that transformed her approach to life planning. Focusing on desired feelings created more liberated energy than traditional goal setting. Even when specific goals weren't met, she recognized how other experiences fulfilled her desired emotional states. Her personal revelation evolved into a system that has resonated with thousands seeking more meaningful lives. The approach helps us make empowered choices that align with our deeper selves. When we keep our core desired feelings in mind throughout daily decisions, from planning goals to sending emails to shopping, we create a reality that genuinely reflects who we are and what matters most. Emotions have measurable physical power. The heart generates an electromagnetic field 60 times greater than brainwaves, with a magnetic component 100 times stronger than the brain's, detectable several feet away. Our productivity-obsessed society often pathologizes feelings, especially in professional settings, prioritizing achievement over connection. When we value the journey equally to the destination, we must redefine success. Core desired feelings are generative, not reactive, what Jung analyst Marion Woodman calls the soul cry. Unlike fleeting emotional reactions, these feelings originate deep within and remain relatively constant, serving as sparks of divinity in our lives. Desire forms the foundation of our will to live and drives evolution. Even with liberated consciousness, desire remains the underlying mesh of both material existence and spiritual growth. Our desires reveal what will make us feel complete or free, and behind every desire is a feeling that leads us to our soul.
There's a powerful paradox in goal achievement: maintaining single-minded focus while remaining detached from outcomes. This relaxed determination is the magic formula for manifesting desires. You need focused determination, like a hungry lioness, channeling all your energy toward your meaningful why beyond external validation. Identify what you're truly craving and be realistic about requirements. Dream like an eagle, plan like a mouse. Then, paradoxically, release your expectations, which can distract from feeling good. As Laporte learned, lay down expectations, take up sincerity. Stay focused on desires while loosening your grip on the future. The breakthrough comes when you realize you don't need to work so hard for what you want. This awakening is liberating, but dangerous if it leads to dream shrinkage. We mistakenly believe slowing down means getting less in return. But the universe doesn't measure rewards in sweat and hours. It deals in the currency of emotion. When we feel good, goodness flows. You can work simpler for better results, think less for more creativity, push less to go further. The practical heart of the desire map is discovering your core desired feelings, the emotional states that will guide your choices and goals. This process examines five interconnected life areas: livelihood and lifestyle, body and wellness, creativity and learning, relationships and society, and essence and spirituality. Begin with stream of consciousness writing about how you want to feel in each area. Don't censor yourself. Deepen your understanding by exploring these words using dictionaries and thesauruses, noting your reactions to definitions and origins. Select about 10 words that most resonate with you. Trust yourself. The truth wants to surface. Explore these words from multiple angles: how they make you feel, what they look like embodied, and what experiencing them would mean. Notice feelings that repeat across different life areas. Finally, choose 3 to 5 core desired feelings and write them repeatedly to anchor them into your consciousness. Laporte's own core desired feelings evolved over time, from divinely feminine, connected, innovative, and affluent, to eventually adding joy as her lead feeling. Once you've identified your core desired feelings, connect them to what will generate those feelings. This inside-out approach reverses typical life organization. Instead of chasing external achievements, hoping they'll make us feel good, we determine what experiences and possessions will create our desired feelings. This process may cause some ambitions to fall away or become clearer. For example, buying a house might feel burdensome rather than creating vitality, or it might perfectly align with feeling connected, vital, loving, and prosperous. Recognize that you already have much of what you want in overlooked places, unexpected packaging, or hidden in plain sight. Finding fulfillment in your current reality removes neediness, generates gratitude, acknowledges progress, and loosens your grip on desires, allowing everything to breathe. When planning actions, focus is essential. Commit to 3 or 4 things with excellence rather than a dozen things done adequately. When choosing which intentions to pursue, ask what lights you up most. Enthusiasm carbonates all other positive feelings. Integrate your core desired feelings into daily life by planning your week around them, reciting them morning and night, displaying them visibly, using them as meditation mantras, sharing them with others, and surrounding yourself with reinforcing content. When facing difficulties, accept what's happening rather than resisting. Say, "I'm really looking forward to feeling," to shift perspective. Use, "I'm clear that I want to feel," to stay grounded, and reframe setbacks as clarity-building experiences. Being present with difficult emotions often helps them dissolve faster than pushing them away. Connect with others through meetups and accountability partnerships. As Emily Dickinson wrote, "I felt it shelter to speak to you." The invitation is simple yet profound. Be what you want, all that you are. Be what feels good. The universe measures success not by accomplishments, but by the feelings flowing through your life. When you align goals with desired feelings, you create a life that feels like home with every step.